This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Andy Parton Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBARradio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Yes, here we are. Super Supers, Thursday night. We are on the air, or possibly repeated on Saturday, depending on when you're listening, I notice. And possibly on Sunday afternoon as well.
Yeah, but just repeat it all the time.
Yeah, well, we'll repeat it next Thursday and I can have a week off. Oh, sounds good, doesn't it?
Maybe.
How are you this week, Tali?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, lovely. It's been, what a lovely day it's been, has it not?
It's been lovely.
Yes,
yeah.
We're all a bit sunny.
We're all quite happy, aren't we?
And we're in the air-conditioned studio, the one and only, so that's all good. And I have a strange button here, which has got a... It's almost like... It's the zero button, the zero option. I can just...
It looks like a little... I think it's Justin's little alarm button.
It's an alarm button,
I don't know what for.
I'm nervous to press it, so I won't bother. But maybe at the end of the show, we'll press that button and the studio will go up in flames and FUBAR will be no more.
Oh, no.
Not FUBAR. Maybe just the air-conditioned studio will go and we'll be sweating it out next week. Who can tell? But we have a show for you. We have 3 hours of a show this evening. We want you to get in contact, as ever, on various numbers some of which you've heard, some of which I can give you. 020-339-71683. Done as ever, trips off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does.
Text 07860017300. Not many people text. Most people tend to go a bit of email, maybe.
Yeah.
AndyP@FUBARradio.com. Tweeting at FUBAR Radio or Mr. Andy Parsons. Get your tweets, anything. We don't care. There's nothing on the screen at the moment, but that's because our man Jack... Our man Jack has yet to push anything through to us, but he will. He will, don't you worry. And if your contribution is decided by Talia and myself to be of a winning category, you will get this towards the end of the show, mentioned next to your name. It is the best prize on radio. 3 seconds of fanfare. So well worth contributing. Tonight we've got lots of people on the show, haven't we? As ever, a jam-packed schedule organised by Talia. First up, Ned Simons, Assistant Political Editor and Press Gallery Correspondent of the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty big time.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't get the political editor, but we've got the assistant political editor.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. We're very excited about having Ned in. He's going to be talking, obviously, Baroness Wansey. She resigned this week.
Yeah, big news.
Over Gaza. So didn't tell David Cameron first, so he wasn't very happy about that.
I can imagine you would be a bit annoyed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you would be cross, but then if you were going to tell him, you know, you think, well, let's make a bit of a fuss about it. Well, don't give him the chance to sort of shoot me as I go down in flames. Make it a surprise and then go out in glory.
Yeah.
I'll be tempted to do that myself. So we're talking about that. We'll also be talking... Darling Beach Salmon in the... That was not what they saw coming, was it?
No, they didn't.
Savaged by Alistair Darling in the Scotland debate. Nobody has been savaged by Alistair Darling ever.
He's the first for everything.
He is a strange-looking man, isn't he? Those black eyebrows and grey hair.
It doesn't, not a good look, is it?
No, well, you're never quite sure whether he actually dyes his eyebrows or whether they're just immune to stress. You're never sure with Alistair. But we'll be talking about that. I don't know if you've got strong opinions on the Scotland debate. Apparently 42% of English people want Scotland to leave, whereas only apparently, currently, 37% of Scottish people want Scotland to leave.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So that's probably, my guess is why, that more Scottish people aren't going for independence.
They don't
want to make that many English people happy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
There we go.
There we go. So that's that debate sorted with that. Well, we will be discussing it anyway. And then House of Lords going to get some more peerages. Mm-hmm. So they've only got 800 at the moment. They want a few more. Second largest legislative department. Not easy to say that, but I thought I managed it reasonably well. In the world. Second after the Chinese National People's Congress.
Oh, okay. That's pretty big.
Yeah, given that you gave me the facts there, and I'll just repeat them. You seem impressed. You didn't even read your own facts, did you?
Second after China. No, I did know that.
You did.
I did.
Yeah, brilliant. So, it's all of that coming up with Ned. That's in this hour. And then we've got Carla Battisti, music editor and entertainment journalist at Entertainment News. I wonder if that's news.
They love a bit of an exclamation mark, don't they? It's like gossip. Come on, exclamation mark.
Yeah, we can have fun with this, although we take it deadly seriously. So we maybe, I don't know, what do you think we're going to be discussing with her? Have you got any ideas?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. It's a lot of kind of famous people getting involved in Gaza. So Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, and then John Voight, he was getting involved, so they're all...
That ties in with my rant very nicely.
Oh, does it? Yeah, oh, interesting. Okay.
This could be good. You've worked out your rant for
I have got
on,
my rant.
Exciting. Yeah. Are we allowed to... Are we a little sneak preview?
I think we're going to make you wait, Andy, because, you know, build it up.
Yeah, no, don't tell me. It's like Baroness Vasey all over again, so that's all good. So, yeah, and then we've got the sports. Obviously, we've got Sam Tye coming in. He's the lead writer at the Bleacher Report, and he'll be giving his sports review. Mm-hmm. We should make him maybe do a little sports course whilst he's doing this sports
maybe.
Report.
That would be quite interesting.
Yeah, put you know, like the Horse of the Year show underneath, and he's got little hurdles around the studio that he's got to do as he's
Give him a little assault course around FUBAR. Yeah, it might be quite fun.
Yeah, might be good. Maybe he could press the button at the end, and that could be brilliant. So, yeah, we've got... They'll be discussing golf, cricket, Commonwealth Games, end of. Because that was supposed to give a bit of a fillip to the Scottish campaign, wasn't it?
The
yes vote. Or I'll get confused, which is... Yes, we want it, or no, we don't. But, the independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently it hasn't. So... No. I don't. Maybe it's because England won and they got pissed off of it all. I don't know.
Yeah.
I say we won, but we got more than anybody else, didn't we? Beat Australia, which was nice.
We did well. Yeah,
we'll have more Commonwealth Games, won't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed watching
having a disaster to begin with, because a couple of people got failed on drugs tests, didn't they? And they got their highest ever, so, I think the only one who didn't do very well, Jersey, got nothing. Isle of Man didn't do much, but they're only small.
Sad times.
They're only small, aren't they? So that's all to come. We've also got a bloke discussing Boris, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Boris is everywhere today.
Yeah, that's it. Denying that he was going to stand and then saying, yes, he will stand. He's going to, he said he may not be able to get a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I saw in the Evening Standard he was justifying as to why, when he does get a seat, he's not spoiling by doing two jobs. So he's obviously pretty confident. But I did notice that he could get Richmond in North Yorkshire was one of the things they were saying, he could possibly go for that. Now, that's a hell of a commute, isn't it?
Mayor's office. He's not going to enjoy that on his little bike, is he?
No. on his second-class rail ticket. That's going to go badly, I think. So, yes. And we'll also be a technology report. We have a technology report.
This is big news, Andy.
Yeah, go on. Let's hear exactly what it is. I've yet to do my research on this one.
I'm just finding it.
I'll throw it at you there. Technology report. And it's beautiful. We're talking about technology and the producer's flicking through
notes. No, because I know what it is. It just sounds nice if I read it off. So it's telling me that 6-year-olds have the same level of understanding of modern technology as 45-year-olds.
Does that come as a surprise to you?
Well... Because all these, they've all been given iPads by the parents now. These little kids.
Well, I mean, my 3-year-old, he hasn't got his own iPad, but he certainly knows how to use an iPad.
Really?
He knows how to swipe a screen, I'll tell you that much.
And then he's only three.
Well, I know, but I tell you, though. I mean, the way he concentrates on that iPad, if you want a bit of peace and quiet.
Aww.
And he's got little games on them, so it's not totally,
I suppose.
He shouts out, so he's got this one called Barn. It's called Barn.
Okay.
And he has to hit the barn, and then an animal appears, and then he's got to shout what it is.
It's educational.
He loves it. And there's another one where he's got to hit them all, and it sort of, if he hits them in the right order, a little monkey jumps up in the air and gives him a little star.
Sounds nice. Nice, actually.
Yeah, so it's you slagging off the iPad, but my little one. But it's good, though, because, my dad, as an example, has got no idea how an iPad works. But already a 3-year-old is going and looking down the list of the little thumbnail prints going, that one. I want that one. And he presses it.
It's quite impressive, isn't it?
And he can pause and go back and can pause and go back. So all good. So we are discussing a technology report. And very excitingly, we will also be, as I look through my own notes here, as trying to work out whether we should go straight for the lyrics. No, we should talk straight away about you getting in touch with us. That's what we should talk about. So last week, I think we had various things, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was the worst thing you'd ever bought? Mm-hmm. And I remember my favourite from memory was a bloke who said he should have bought a Snickers, but it bought a Lidl. Peanut chocolate bar.
What a fail.
Yeah, it was a bad waste of money. So, but there have been some beautiful stories this week, haven't there? Beautiful stories. There was a story in Perth of a man who'd fallen, he'd stumbled off a train, overground train by the looks of it, but and he'd got his leg wedged between that and the platform. And all of the commuters, slightly riskily you'd have thought, pushed the train back. And managed to get his leg out.
It's amazing. There's a lot of people. The picture's amazing.
It is, and you're always worried that somebody, you know, like they've rocked it one way and it's going to rock back and it's, you know, it's all going to go terribly wrong. But it is.